So one of the sort of subparts of advice would be about a true reckoning with some of the mistakes that have been made. President Bush in Iraq has learned lessons. He learned that disbanding the army was a bad idea. He learned that de-bathification was the wrong idea. He learned kind of that weapons of mass destruction weren't there and the inspections had done something of a trick. These were lessons that were learned, but they were never acknowledged. We want to pretend that history hasn't happened and just make the policy decisions and changes according to the realization, but without actually coming forward and owning the mistake. And I think part of a new administration, whether it's, again, Bush 2 or Kerry 1, is actually not pretending as though history hasn't happened and really reckoning in a way that very few American politicians have done in the past. And then the second subpart that I wanted to mention about the restoration of American legitimacy, and this I think we really have to think about if one is thinking about a Kerry administration, is that a lot of the structural constraints on American foreign policy that undermine regard, I think, or promotion of human rights and a greater sort of regard for international law, they are structural. Some of them are tonal, and some of them are about George Bush and his particular disregard for, you know, international law or international institutions. But some of them involve actually having a Congress that has a strong say in treaty ratification. Mm-hmm. Some of it involves serious trade-offs about where to put, you know, development aid, whether to put it into the war on terrorism, into the hard power side of the equation or into the soft power side. And Congress even comes into play when it comes to these disbursements in the sense that when we give aid to a country, of course, there are a lot of strings attached. A lot of that aid has to go to American contractors and not, in fact, to the people who are being, you know, who are said to be being aided in a given moment. So this requires actually going a lot further back up the pipe to think about the nature of the way foreign policy is conducted and the way aid is dispersed. And so I think to think that we're going to become necessarily less unilateral, necessarily more peace-loving, necessarily more other-regarding requires not merely thinking about a change in executive power, but a more national conversation about how we conduct ourselves in the world. Come back.